take a seat at the kids' table now. Our money expert, CEO of Money Savvy Generation, Susan Beauchamp, is here with us. Hi, Susan.
Hey, Sandy.
Okay, are you ready? Today we ask the kids, who should pay for a teenager's first car when they get their license? Here's what the kids said.
Let's start with how old you guys are. How old are you?
9. I'm 15.
All right. Do you think, and this is good for you because you're almost 16, when you turn 16 and get your license, do you think your parents should just give you a car?
I think parents should give kids a car on their 16th birthday. The exciting part about turning 16 is getting a new car.
I think they have to work to save up money to get gas. The actual car, I think since it's a big expense, I think that the parents should allow their kids to just be gifted a car.
Are all your friends getting a car for their 16th birthday?
Yes, they are just getting either their parents' old car, and their parents are getting a new one. But a lot of my friends are, they're just getting a car.
Their parents are just buying them a car outright. They don't have to put any money in it.
Because their parents get a new car.
Susan, can I bribe you to say what I want you to say? Because I have no intention on just giving, or as she said, gifting my kid a car. And apparently, according to my almost 16-year-old, I'm like the worst mom in the world because every other parent is doing it.
Well, you know, you can tell your child who thinks you're the mean mom that you're the tough mom and that you are preparing her for what real life is all about. And in real life, it is rare, if ever, that people gift you something as sizable as a car. The first question as a parent that you have to ask yourself when you hear your child talking about getting a car and everybody getting a car, you just have to take a step back from that. Take your blood pressure, calm down. And, you know, just calm down.
Yeah.
And ask yourself the question, what fits into our lifestyle? I have a about to be 16-year-old. They're thinking they should get a car. But really, the first question we got to ask here is what fits into our lifestyle? Is this car a need or a want? Is it a need? It's going to help you, mom and dad. There's no other transportation option. It's going to help them get to a job because you really do want to support a good work ethic. Or maybe it's a want. They don't want to use the bus. They don't want to take the bus that takes everybody else to school. They don't want to ride their bike. They don't want to walk. They want to drive. They want to drive to a job or they want to drive to activities. So ask that first question.
Well, see, now you listed all those examples, and I'm almost positive most parents would say, yes, it would alleviate a lot of stress on everybody's schedule if our child had a car. I don't know how many other parents are feeling it, but I am feeling almost the pressure from the neighborhood, from other parents. Yes, my daughter says it, that supposedly, quote unquote, all of her friends are getting a car. But even in my world of parents, it is true. There's almost that weird pressure out there. And I don't know, is that the reason why so many parents are just, yes, okay, fine, I'll take care of that for you?
Well, you know, I hate to bring up the term fake news, but I think our kids bring a lot of fake news to the table when they're advocating.
Oh, sure. And, that's true. You
know, right? And I think they present with their strongest hand. Absolutely. Everybody else is getting it. You heard this when they wanted a mobile phone, a smartphone.
Yeah.
You know, community pressure, whether it comes to hosting, buying a smartphone or hosting a party with alcohol at your home, is never a reason to do anything that doesn't align with your family values.
What lesson does it teach if the parent, and here again, I'm almost forcing you to say what I want you to say. No, honestly though, do you think the parents should, if they can afford it, pitch in and how much?
See, I won't give you the answer, yes or no. I'm gonna make you walk through the steps with me.
Okay,
so
all right.
You had this discussion with yourself and your partner about, does it fit into your lifestyle and it will help you? Then you determine, is this car happening? If the car is happening,
okay,
then it can happen in one of two ways. It can be a sharing of a family car, or it can be a purchase of a new car or a used car. I suggest strongly, if you can, that you start with the sharing of a family car, because it's easier to teach your child personal responsibility with a family car. And you do that by putting down in writing, yes, in writing, what that car is to be used for, how will they take personal responsibility for the privilege of using that car? Mm. What will they pay for? Will they pay for gas? Will they pay towards the insurance increase? Will they pay for a ticket? Will they pay for an accident, maybe the deductible? And I'm saying you put this all in writing and you start with a baby step, sharing a family car, because our memories aren't as good as our kids' memories. Okay? So we need to be reminded what the agreement was when we said to them, okay, I'm going to consider this whole car issue with you. I can see how this might play out. I can see how this could help you get to the job that you've worked so hard to get. I can see how it could help me. Let's sit down and let's put all of the advantages in writing, what our expectations are of each other and the costs associated.
Okay.
And let's try it for 30 days. Let's see what happens with a sharing of a family car.
Okay. So now take us to the next level. So say we did that. Okay, great. Or if we want to jump over that step and go right to the vehicle.
So let's say you say, okay, you're 16 years old and I'm going to first, we're going to talk about sharing a family car, but you would really like to save to purchase a new car. Oh, no, mom. No, I want you to gift me a car. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that. I really do. But that is not going to be how we're going to play this out. That is not going to be what we're going to do. We're going to start with the sharing of a family car, and then we're going to move towards, and we will help you make a wise decision on the purchase of a additional car. It can be new, it can be used, it can be bought, it can be leased, but this is an educational process that's really good to walk the walk with your child through. Research the car, talk about the cost of ownership, maintenance, insurance. If you want to get them there faster with their down payment on this car, offer to match a set amount, but make sure you limit it because some kids are extraordinary savers and what you would have to match would be too big a number. So
they'll be driving a nicer car than you.
right. At least what you've done is you have educated them on the process of making a wise decision when it comes to a big purchase. Mm. I mean, after a house, a car is the biggest purchase that most people will make. If they say at the end of this, it's really great, you want to teach me how to buy this new car. We've written it all down. Cost is really big. I still want to do it. Absolutely. So how are you going to save that money towards that car? No, I was kind of hoping you would. No. I've already told you how we're going to do this. This is our family. And I understand you've talked to me about all these other families that are doing it differently. Well, that's not our family. That's not how we do things. Now, here's what I want you to wrap your arms around and hold tightly. Kids mirror what they see. So the steps you're going through right now and how you're showing them how to walk through the process of buying a new car or leasing a car or using a family car and understanding costs and consequences, you're showing them this is what you would do. And they will in turn, when they become a young adult independent of you, they will do the same thing. If, however, you cut it short and you say, yeah, 16, you can have this car and we're going to buy a new car, then I want you to be prepared for that request to come from your child in the future for the next big purchase.
Wow. That's pretty powerful right there.
It's painful when we have to say no to our children. It is. But I am telling you, it isn't as meaningful to them. The car that they get, you know, these kids who get gifted a car, I guarantee you, go talk to all those parents 3 months into that. And you're going to hear parents say, I can't believe they left the back windows open and it rained. Because they have no investment in that car. Explain to them, this isn't punishment. You know, strongest steel passes through the hottest fires. As parents, we become stronger. And when we put our kids through the paces, they become stronger.
Valuable insight. Thank you, Susan. Where can we find you? How can we follow your great work?
You can always keep up with me and with what I'm working on, or ask even your own kids and money question by visiting my blog at SusanBeacham.com. And you can find all our money tools at MoneySavvy.com. Two V's there.